Blog Talk Radio.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back live to another crazy edition of the Absolute Truth Show, right here on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, for the most, the King of Kings, so God damn, I am so good. I am hot this summer. I am the hot rod. On the phone line, he was out partying in Brooklyn Bridge without his mask, with the 200 idiots outside, you know, partying. He was the one, the only...
Sean Black in the building once again. Well, what is the internet expression for them? COVIDiots? That's what I've been hearing?
COVIDiots.
COVIDiots. Yes. That's the perfect millennial word for this kind of nonsense, I guess. So.
Yes. Or as Governor Murphy called it in his briefing today, these nincompoops out there.
Mm-hmm.
These bad apples, but we will get to that in
yes.
a minute. The number, guys, 347-989-8402. The number once again is 347-989-8402. They don't need to piss people off because it seems like the world has gone mad. Sean and I have been texting and calling each other every day like husband and wife because there's not one story, there's another and another and another and another.
Oh, yeah.
And Sean and I have been scratching our heads nonstop. And every Thursday, we talk over the phone. We talk about potential topics for next week. And at the end of the conversation, Sean will always tell me, I will wait till Monday to do the description. But God knows what Donald Trump or what the world, God knows what could happen over the weekend. And as always, Donald Trump, you have heard Sean Black. He said, hold my beer. Wait, there's more. Right after Sean and I talk about the topics, it's Donald Trump. He is worrying he wants to stop mail ballots for the election or delay it. And plus, I'm sorry, I'm so lost with this guy or everything that's going on. Basically, Sean Black. Sorry to jump the gun. Do you think he's worried right now with the election? Because right now, he wants to delay the election. He wants to, he's concerned about the mail ballots now, that mail frauding and all this other stuff. I know what you want to say, that he's scared, that he's not going to sort of lose it. But bottom line, what do you think is going to happen to the election? And plus, Joe Biden is going to make a decision this week about the VP candidate. Is that going to play a major factor in this race?
Well, I think... I'll answer the first question that you asked first. As far as Trump and his reaction to his polls, which have been in the toilet for the last 2 or 3 months, because I think Americans overall, for the exception of the stern members of his base, look at what he's been doing with this coronavirus response, and it's been absolutely terrible. Polls are all over the place, mostly declining. And in looking at how Trump can keep a hold of his position and his job with his power and the presidency, he's doing everything he possibly can. We've talked about in previous weeks about the quote-unquote mail-in fraud angle that he's been trying to pull, where he's talked about how millions and millions of illegal votes are uncounted votes and we're not going to know who it is. We all know that's a bunch of garbage, and there's been proof and statistics that have shown that mail-in balloting has been going on for well over 90 years, over 100 years. So that's something that goes on. And as I told you before, and I sent you a video that I believe TMZ brought up, that we all remember the Access Hollywood, the infamous Access Hollywood tapes that candidate Trump was in with the regular normal stuff. He was in that video signing in a mail-in vote or an absentee vote, which he was going to send in. that was actually caught on tape. So I guess for him, it's only illegal if it hurts, potentially can hurt him. But yet at the same time, if it's going to help him, he's all for it. We already talked about a couple of weeks ago how he has been drumming up the same excuse, where on the other hand, in a lot of those red states, he's had recorded messages and robocalls to fellow Republicans voiced by his son, Donald Jr., and his girlfriend, who conveniently now has COVID-19, calling them, asking them to support, mail in, be safe, et cetera, et cetera. So I think this is where that's going. Now, to answer your second question, as far as Biden and his vice president, his vice presidential candidate potentially, was it supposed to happen this week or next week, somewhere in the next few days? I think it could potentially harm him depending on who he picks, but I don't think it's going to harm him as much as it would have harmed anyone else for that matter. He's already stated he's going to choose a female to put on the ticket. Who that female is, I don't know who it's going to be. That there's a good possibility it's going to be an African-American woman. And I think in the eyes of the people that are going to vote for him, it has to be the right candidate.
True. I mean, overall, the right candidate should get the job. But overall, at the same time, who cares who he picks? What his goal and his plans all should be more focused on, because if Trump picked Pence, do you remember that he heard of Pence before?
I think
what
this is setting up, and this is how I read the tea leaves, that Biden is setting it up, that we know that if he does get elected, I don't think he's going to try and try to do a second term afterwards, because he's 78 now. If he is to run, I believe that he is doing that with the sole intent that whoever his running mate is, he's going to give them that position to run in his place and not serve a second term, so that they have somebody in place to run as president afterwards. I think that's what his thought process is. Will it work?
So he's old enough.
No.
So he's old enough to basically kick the bucket soon. So no one, let me pick someone that could take over for me when I kick the bucket or when I lose my mind with dementia overall.
Well, I think that in the eyes of most people, anything is better than what's going on right now.
And once again, I know what you're saying, but that's like to your opinion. But a lot of people are arguing against that, as Trump supporters and followers have been quote-unquote proven otherwise.
Oh, Biden is not the greatest candidate. I've railed on Biden myself, and I've already said that before, that I think that he was the wrong Democratic candidate. But considering we only have a choice of these two, as you heard me say before, it's the greater of two evils. You're either going to have 4 years of Biden with something along the lines that's, you know, whatever Biden brings, and we know the things that he's done in the past, or you're going to have 4 more years of an angry, even more emboldened President Trump in a second term where he's got to vote in more Supreme judges and get more control and do more things to potentially help himself out. That's what I think is the dichotomy in the description between the both of them. And I think that's what the balance is going forward. You're going to either have Biden or you're going to have 4 more years of Trump. And I think that if the American people find the value in there somewhere, they will pick who they think will be better off going forward in November.
In other words, ladies and gentlemen, no matter who we pick, we're screwed. That's my bottom line. who's going to screw you more, Trump or Biden? That's the bottom line. We're screwed because no matter who wins, this country is not going to pick itself back up next year after hopefully the pandemic is over. You know, it's going to take a long time for this country to get back on its feet, longer than 9/11. He was lucky with 9/11. He was lucky with 9/11. I know you're going to disagree, but Bloomberg and other and administration took over in 9/11 and helped, you know, get the city up and running again. Yes, I know you're not going to like that answer, But at the same time, I called Sean back Friday and asked him, with everything that's happening in this world, the pandemic, the death, job loss, now we've got hurricane coming towards our way, you know, it's like a domino effect. But everything that's happening right now, Donald Trump's focus right now is a social media called TikTok. That is his focus. He wants to ban TikTok. Why in the world, Sean, like, is Donald Trump so focused on TikTok compared to the rest of the problems that we have right now?
Well, other than the obvious reasons of distraction and deflection, there is a growing sentiment that we've seen in the past where there are a lot of social media apps and websites that are based in China, and the fear is solely security based from the people that know about what's going on in the layman's terms. We know that there have been security breaches from China into America when it comes to certain websites. We know that there have been cyber break-ins and banking and computers and Twitter accounts and those kinds of things from a lot of the Chinese, a lot of Chinese government hacking programs that have gone on. We also know that the United States has been trying for the longest to get some kind of a trade deal with China, knowing that China has one of the biggest economies in the world, and it's one of those economies that's actually bigger than the United States. There's over 1 billion people that live in China. So just from that sense, they know that they need to get the money coming from China. Now, China also has lots of interest in a lot of American businesses, et cetera, i.e. Rockefeller Plaza. They, I believe, own, I forgot how much percentage of Rockefeller Center. There are a lot of other places and a lot of businesses that this presidency is trying to get economy, Trump has actually talked about this over the years, as far as the trade deal. We were giving away all of this, over this money to China, et cetera, et cetera. We're going to get a better deal. So he's been using these as bargaining chips to try to get a better trade deal. This is one of the reasons why there are a lot of businesses that can't break into America as far as going into the West and doing business because of that trade deal. One company is Huawei, which is a Chinese cell phone company that has tried to break in and sell their cell phones in America, but because there is no American interaction with Chinese companies, they're not able to actually bring their business into the United States. So that's one of the things that exists. As far as TikTok goes.
But we give China many businesses over there.
Well, as we've stated before, and we've seen this, and we've talked about this before, this presidency, this administration, mostly President Trump, has done a lot of things in his presidency that have seemingly benefited a lot of his businesses. He, before he became president, was to divulge himself of his Trump empire and Trump businesses and bequeath them to his children, so that they would take care of the business while he is in office. Because as we all know, if you become president, that keeps you away from running personal businesses while you have the presidency, so that you don't, there's no conflict of interest between the way you run the country and any favoritism towards any businesses that you may have vested yourselves in. We are starting to see and hear of murmurs of that not being the case. One of those that we've heard about in literally is the owner of the New York Jets, Woody Johnson, who is an ambassador now overseas for the United States. So I believe it's Ireland. And what is being alleged outside of racial impropriety as far as making racial comments and saying racial epithets in certain instances, is that Woody Johnson is being accused of trying to run interference for President Trump, because President Trump and his Trump business have golf courses in England and in Scotland. And the accusation is that Woody Johnson, on behalf of Trump, was trying to get the British Open, which is a major golf tournament, played on one of his courses. That's a big accusation.
Well,
and that's an investigation
that's
ongoing right now.
There's nothing wrong with that. We're trying to make money from it, and that's what they do. These type of businesses are conducted all the time. So what's the difference?
Yes, the problem is, as the president of the United States, that is against the law, and you can't do that. That's why I said, as an accusation, they have to do more of investigating to find out exactly what's going on. But if this has shown that that is exactly what happened, that is literally against the law. That's something that the president cannot do. So
true, but to your point, now you have to save TikTok. You have Microsoft in a bid of buying TikTok. And are we surprised by that move?
I am not surprised in this. I'm surprised in how quickly, once the story hit that TikTok was potentially going to be banned, I was surprised at how quickly, literally, I think half an hour after I heard the initial story, then I sent you the picture. I was looking at the news, and I sent you the picture.
Yes.
Microsoft is actually thinking about buying TikTok to keep the business in the United States. And it's mostly, obviously, about keeping the income and money into the United States, but it's also, in the eyes of Microsoft, more about security reasons for keeping the business of TikTok for people, because there are a ton of people in America that use TikTok, subscribe, and actually put on their 10-second videos and all that other stuff.
Yeah.
And to keep, and it's more or less trying to keep the information that goes through that safe. Now, I don't know how safe that's going to be with so many people using it.
Of course. You know, it's never safe. We have billions of people using it every day, especially these damn kids making nonsense videos. But my beef with this deal is, Trump focused quickly on banning TikTok executive order faster than banning assault rifles, guns. How many years have we been spent on the show crying about gun control? And you focus on banning social media right away and not doing anything about gun control, especially right now in New York City, Chicago, parts of L.A., there's a heavy gun violence going on.
You know exactly what else that this president did earlier today. Remember I told you it was only going to be a matter of time before, with all of the coronavirus meetings and all of the things that have been going on. I told you eventually he was going to turn on either Dr. Fauci or Dr. Burks or both of them. And we already know he's turned on Fauci because he seems to be jealous of whatever attention that he's getting. And he even said so himself at one of his press conferences last week. But he finally turned on Dr. Burks earlier today in a Twitter. He put out a tweet where he literally called her pathetic. And the only reason why he did. Because she disagreed with what he in saying that if we don't get a hold of this virus, it's going to the point where it's going to be unclaimable. There are a lot of things going on. We all know about all of the cases that are going. We know there's been deaths every other day and all of these things that have been going on in response to the virus. And just because the science doesn't line up with what this president has been trying to do for the last 6 months, which is to downplay the virus, downplay the importance of what's going on, and his lack of response and lack of a nationwide testing protocol, and all of the things that are actually needed from a leader to take care of this problem or at least address it, he's throwing everybody that doesn't agree with him under the bus. And if that includes the scientists that are there to communicate what's happening, because seemingly the American citizens seem to trust Fauci and Burks much more than they trust a person that told everybody to ingest bleach and use UV light.
Well, I mean, Fauci and our doctors, they're both full of crap, but Yes, I'd probably go with them more because they are the doctors compared to someone who don't know how to what open the door by himself. He's such a baby.
Well, you know, what a concept. Let me go with the people that actually know about medicine and science over somebody that actually doesn't believe in it. Wow, what a stretch.
And talk about COVID science. I did not say that he deserved it, ladies and gentlemen, but it's like, you see, we told you so, but we want to ask him a question, but too late, he's dead now, about Herman Cain, 74 years old, who passed away last week over the COVID, and how he got the COVID? Sean Black, I know you're dying to say it.
That was just a real bad choice of words that you said, but I understand where you're coming from. Yes, Herman Cain was actually at the Trump rally in Oklahoma back in June, mm-hmm. where, or I should say, roughly just in, I believe it was June.
June, July.
It was in June.
4th of July.
And,
it was like the 4th of July, yes.
The same rally that the president said he was going to have, 50,000 people there, only 6,300 showed up. Herman Cain was shown with either family members or other fans at the rally, sitting with other people without masks.
Come on, be honest, Sean. Let's say other coons out there, okay? Let's be honest. There are other coons out there.
There were other people that were there that were in the area, in the seats, in the section. They were taking pictures up front and center to take those pictures and put that actually up on either Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, whatever social media accounts that were up there to show that he supported the president. And even later on that day, he even tweeted that, "I'm here at the rally," and said something against masks and saying something literally incredulous against everything. And then it was literally more like 2 weeks, a week after, 9 days after the rally, he came down with COVID-19 and he died last
week. Shocking. Shocking. You know, if he was alive right now, you were, like we had asked him, "Were you thinking there was a mistake?" I would not be surprised if he said, "Yes, that was a mistake." You know, it's like we talked about COVID for the last few months. And like I told Sean, that we've been preaching about it. You hear about the news, it's like annoying over and over. But people still don't learn their lesson. Like we discussed earlier in the program, I'll get to you in a minute, K-Dog. There was a party underneath the Brooklyn Bridge and another bridge on the east side for 200-300 people. Yes, most people were wearing masks. I have to say that. But I asked Sean Black, "Well, do you see yourself partying with 200 people or more, knowing there's a pandemic still going on?"
No, absolutely.
It's just
what you had stated before. It was under the Kosciuszko Bridge. I think there was like 200 or 300 people there. There was a concert in the Southampton in the Hamptons with of all group names, the Chainsmokers. If that doesn't tell you that there's symmetry involved with this, I don't know what is.
Mm-hmm.
They decided to throw a concert up there, and almost nobody there were actually wearing any mask at all. There was a boat party not that long ago. I think it was either yesterday or over the weekend.
It was
where
yesterday.
There were a few people on a boat partying.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen people getting associated with these kinds of parties and hanging out and everything else. People in front of bars getting drunk and drinking, et cetera, graduation parties. And what is the common denominator of all of these things here? Either people have gotten sick, or we're going to hear in about 2 weeks that other people did get sick.
Yeah.
And
this is the problem that we're
confronting. How many videos have you sent me, Hot Rod, over the last since the last show that we did, where there were either idiots running into a mall to start a fight over somebody not wearing a mask, or something silly happening just because, and you're wondering, why are you not wearing a mask? Why do you have the mask around your chin? What?
Mm-hmm.
It's the equivalent of having your underwear around your knees. He's like, you don't understand, when you walk out the house, your underwear should actually be on you as opposed to be around your knees. It's the same concept. It's not protecting anything if you don't have it on your face. Put the mask on. That's the least anybody can do to mitigate this disease.
But people still don't get it, and that's why we keep preaching over and over. But I'm sorry, Kato, go right ahead. What you like to say?
Hey, what's up, everybody? As a matter of fact, today I wanted to talk about this. The alarms, I heard what's been going on in New Jersey, and, you know, the state that people, many thought that would flatten the coronavirus, but there's some new cases that went up 175% in the last 2 weeks. In the last 2 weeks. And the governor of New Jersey even said it. He said, due to the fact that some knuckleheads are causing all of this to happen. You know, people still having these corona parties.
That's why, because those damn kids went out to partying, like the lifeguard, and 12 lifeguards got sick. And that's probably, these corona cases now are having more and more kids getting sick. And guess what? They, as we say all the time, they were getting the parents sick. And to your point, K-Dog, and like I told Shaw earlier, today, there was a report in Atlanta where a teenager who had the COVID-19 lost both of his parents.
Yeah.
Within a week.
Yeah.
And so I'm not saying he brought the COVID himself to his parents, but it's not a shocker that the whole family got sick. Now this poor teenager has no parents. And it's like, how much of a wake up call do you need to show you that this is serious? And like I told Sean earlier, what pisses me off the most, that 5 months later, we're still talking about the same old thing. Not that there's a pandemic going on. It's how people are handling the pandemic. Not taking
exactly. Because you know what it is, Hot Rod and Sean Black. There's also something else, too. In the Midwest states as well, there's a number of infections that's going up. Not just in Florida, Mississippi, and Alabama, but also in Missouri, Montana, and Oklahoma. It's just crazy. And people, and like you said, there's a bunch of people out there, they're not taking this thing seriously. Because for them, it's all about summer. Oh, it's summertime. Let me have fun. Yeah, have fun, but be safe.
Yep.
Be safe. Use precaution.
And Phil, anything like that? I don't move on to the next.
Yeah, as far as the with the masks go, they're not being enforced the way they should be. I'll give you an example. A lot of the stores like Walmart, Target, all these stores that they're enforcing, they're saying people need to wear the masks. And you know what? Here's the thing. Well, when I go to work, there's only one way in for people and one way out. Usually Walmart has like one or two exits. So the exit that I go in, I go through the lawn and garden. That's where they do the thing for associates to take our temperature. But I noticed the one entrance, which is on the grocery side of the store, they have a security guard, and you'll see people with the masks. But the moment they go in, guess what? If they're going to want to take the mask off, they're going to want to take the mask off.
And Phil, to your point, and that's a problem. Like I asked Sean the other day, if you own a business, Phil, and, you know, you put up the signs, social distance, masks are mandatory. But if you have people coming in and don't wear the mask, you have the right to tell a person not to take, put on a mask. But are you willing to risk your life? Because, you know, there have been a lot of fights going on. Are you willing to go back to step by, listen, put on a mask or get out of my store? And, that person will come back and probably shoot your ass. Because
had somebody just a couple weeks ago. Go inside, had a mask dangling around. Please put your mask on. Please put your mask on. And he actually pulled a gun out in the middle of I think it was in a Walmart. So this is just a couple weeks
ago.
In the middle
of Walmart.
There are a lot of people that are so indignant about being told to wear a mask that they're willing to actually cause physical harm. We've seen people get slapped in the face. We've seen people
get punched out. As a matter of fact, an elderly lady got badly assaulted.
Yes.
Because
in New Jersey,
they told the person to please wear a mask, and the person got upset, and the person just pummeled a senior citizen. I'm like, This is ridiculous.
You know, people are just losing it, and it is ridiculous. I mean, especially, you know, if you have a business. And here's the thing. People don't read. If you, I mean, I was told one customer got. People don't read. I mean, it's clearly stated in front of the store, you know, that it is being mandated. Our government says you need to wear the mask. And one customer got pissed off because the associate showed it where it said it on the big blue banner. But people don't read. It's the same thing with my job. Walmart closes their pharmacy from 1:30 to 2 for lunch, and we have a sign about it. And guess what? People don't read it, but I guarantee you if the sign said Budweiser, 6-pack for 1 cent, that they would read.
Exactly.
Well, for real? I'll be there. I'll be right there.
That was a bad example.
You know what it is, though?
But,
when it comes to telling people about the mask, and, you know, you're just trying to play it safe. You're just trying to keep people safe. And the thing is, especially indoors, because indoors is just as dangerous because you're breathing other people's air. And if they say a certain amount of people are not allowed in the store, they get upset. Oh, why can't I go in? No, we have to wait till these people get off, then you could come in.
Okay. Now I have to give the final word about this topic before I move on to the next two topics. Lady T, anything you'd like to add on or like to say?
Yeah, I think we're failing to realize something with this coronavirus once again. When it first started, they didn't know what we needed to do, so they just suggested a mask. Everyone is going crazy about the situation with the mask and not understanding how surgical masks and surgical disposable masks are to be used. And I think that's where the disconnect comes when we continuously talk about this coronavirus. First they said skin to surface, so it's more than just wearing your mask when you go in the stores. People fail to also realize, sure, it's summertime, it's outdoors. They still haven't told you if it's airborne or not, or what, how did this come about? So everybody is in panic and fear. If you see a person with a mask on in a store, what makes that person more susceptible to getting the virus than you who may have the mask on, where there's people who have the mask on and even had gloves, might have been fully prepared with long-sleeve clothing and everything covering them. So who the heck are you to tell me that I can't or can wear a mask? When either way, when you do wear it, you may get it. If you don't, it's an even higher chance that you'll get it. So I think people need to start being aware of how to protect yourself, period. Because one thing that people are failing to realize, and even with kids, you have – an immune system. Are we forgetting this?
Yeah.
And kids' immune systems, systems are weaker. So we have to take that in high consideration. The elderly's immune system is weaker. People who may be diabetic and so forth, high blood pressure, your immune system is weakening.
Exactly.
Even people with anxiety. So let's start just being prepared all over and start taking better care of ourselves, number one, getting our immune system boosted and wearing our mask and not wearing our mask on 24/7. Like if you're the only person in the car, these people are driving me crazy with that you don't pull it down. You're the only person in the car. Breathe for a while before you put that on. Does nobody that wears these masks smell the blue that's in there? You don't smell the fabric?
Lady T,
that's what
bugs
me out.
Yeah.
No, Lady T, while we're wearing my mask today outside, I opened it when I got home, the sweat from the mask.
And that's cool. I don't know.
Oh, my God. But I agree with you 100%. And I think that would, you know, drive me nuts overall of everything what you and everybody else on the family said. It's like, how many times we go to educate everyone, and there's those nickapoos who are not following these guidelines, and who wonder why they got COVID-19.
I think we're thinking with more fear than our mental. We're more thinking with fear than mental, and it's really sad because emotions cloud a lot of things. So if we're going to continue with that, I think coronavirus is going to be here forever. That's the way it seems, Mike. It's the new norm. It's draining me.
The one thing we have to line up, this my last point on this, is the reason why we've got all of these different subjects as far as back and forth or who to go what is because the leadership that we have has not had a consistent message because they have downplayed how dangerous this virus is to begin with. Where we are approaching almost 160,000 people dead in the last 6 months.
Sean Black, we could say that. We could keep saying that all we want with the leadership, but we have to also take accountability because that part we understand already. I'm getting drained with that. We should also take accountability for ourselves. There's people that's still out there that's just acting like it's an everyday thing, I guess, to go to the beach and stuff and be one on top of the other. I don't want to be around people at the beach. I need a tan right now so bad, and I really don't want to go to the beach.
Human beings want to do what human beings want to do.
The
problem is they also don't take into consideration being considerate of other people. Would we all like to be out, you know, go to the mall or go to, you know, to a bar and hang out or go to, you know, like on a beach or whatever? Of course we would. But we also know to mitigate what's going on, there's certain protocols and, like you've said before, common sense that we all have to take into consideration. But as we've seen and we've talked about, the American public are very, very selfish. And they don't want to relinquish anything to help any cause. And the problem is when that happens, we get the 200 people under the Kosciuszko Bridge. We get the people getting everybody sick. The chain smokers having the party and having 400 or 500 people there. Or the house party where 86 people got sick and two people were there and they spread it throughout 86 people. Or the old couple that had the elderly wife was in the hospital. The elderly husband came to see how he was doing. She had coronavirus. She died in the hospital. He died 3 days later. This is the kind of nonsense that goes on all over the country, and it's going to get worse.
Because it's real, and some people still don't think the coronavirus is real, and that's a problem. Mm-hmm. They really don't think it's real.
Yes, and the reason why is because nobody believes in the leadership at all.
Nobody believes.
We can't keep blaming it on the leadership. That's my point, though. We got to be accountable for ourselves because it's only
possible. I understand that.
But to Lacey's point, I can't blame Trump all the time. Like I told Sean this
it's
morning,
people not being
I called 2 weeks ago, almost 2 weeks ago, I took the COVID test, an antibody test. To this day, and of course I'm Black, I still have not got the results back. But they told me now it will be 14 days if I get the results back. Now, this is the problem with testing, that we all keep telling people go test. But what happens when you wait forever to get the results? Not knowing if you have the coronavirus or not. And that is another problem.
And that's another problem. You could be, that's what they're not you in general. People getting tested could be walking around with it while they're waiting. And that's another thing. If you do, I feel like everybody should treat themselves right now as if they have it and take those precautions.
Exactly.
Think like that.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless,
exactly.
You're going to get tested. You're going to wait, but still treat yourself as if you have it. You have to. I don't know. That's how, that's just me. I think like that every day. I don't know if it's because I have a daughter and I have somebody else I'm responsible for, but That's my mental right now. I don't even watch the news anymore with Cuomo and de Blasio to see what's the update. I have no clue what the update is yet, with what's going on. I'm so drained with that.
The update is, to be honest, there's still a pandemic. That's all people need to know.
That's all they're probably still saying.
The mindset that you take when you're out in the street is that assume that everybody that's in a car that's driving is a drunk driver. That's how you keep yourself on the defensive to make sure you don't actually get in the street and get hit by a car. It's the same kind of mindset with this. Assume everybody's sick and keep your distance. I think that's what a lot of people are trying to do.
But Phil, Lady, and Kato, like I told Sean, I still go see my father like every 2 weeks. I see him more now than I ever did in many years. When I do see him, I still wear a mask. I have my kids wear masks. Why? We don't know. We pretend that we all have it, and that's how we live life.
Exactly.
We all pretend he has it, you know? And, you know, we hear stories many times of these so-called family reunions or family get-togethers, even though it's like 10 or 20 people. how the whole family catch it because of one person. And
yeah,
it's
still
got a
safe question.
Exactly.
Yeah,
because you don't know how many people are asymptomatic and just don't know that they have it.
Right, exactly.
That's
and that's another thing.
My nephew had it, and he didn't know about it until he took the antibody test. And he was shocked by that. He didn't show any symptoms, you know.
Mm-hmm.
His mother did not catch it. But that's how you have to play it off as everybody have it every day.
And don't forget, Hot Rod, what you just said with symptoms, that's another thing. Some people can have just minimal symptoms. You might just be going to the bathroom, frequent urination, or you can just have a sore throat. And you can just pass, you know, that can just go. It can be over with just that. People think it's just the chronic symptoms. You may not make it chronic symptoms. So
then you have those people that don't get any symptoms at all and have
at all, yeah.
And
so,
still have it. That's the scary part about it.
All right, and to this point now, to the next topic, I'll start with you, Phil, because you're in the pharmacy world a lot. They're working on a vaccine, and it's up to phase 3 right now. Now, Phil, not your personal or professional opinion, whatever opinion you want to choose, if there's a vaccine that's out for the COVID by the end of the year, do you see yourself taking the vaccine right now? Basically, do you trust the vaccine right now?
You know, I really don't know how to approach this one, because from where I'm at, you know, like I said, the numbers are very, very low, obviously, because we're more inland and everything. But right now, at this point, unless if Walmart tells me otherwise, I mean, I'll be honest, I don't know, because it's
all to your point, though. There's a company telling you, any company that says you need to mandate and tell you you have to take a vaccine against your will. Will you really accept that?
You know, I'll put it to you this way. If the company does, I mean, if they do come out with a vaccine and they tell me to take it, I probably would. And the reason why is, number one, I would want to keep my job. And number two is, my mom is 76 years old, and, you know, her immune system isn't the greatest. So I got that, you know, I got to consider that too. So
good point. All right.
If the vaccine does come out, the first person I would probably ask is my primary care physician.
Okay.
That would
now,
be the first person I would ask.
All right, Lady T, do you see yourself taking the vaccine?
First of all, you know, when these vaccines come out, it's optional. They don't force you. They don't say you're going to lose your job if you decide not to take that. It's really optional. So I think everybody should know their medical rights also. I mean,
it could
it's there with
it could
every...
change it.
They can change it, but we'll see if that really goes into law. You should know your laws and your medical rights. I don't know. And then you also need to know your side effects of the vaccines. Always ask the side effects. I always do that with any medication that they want to prescribe to me to see if I even need to take it or if diet and exercise can just help with my, let's say, blood pressure, which it did, versus telling me, hey, take this, and it's giving me a tension headache beyond. No. So I think people don't like educating themselves. They just say, oh, gosh, good, the vaccine is here. Let's take it. So...
In other words, America, especially America, they're quickly to take, they went for a fast cure compared to taking a long-term cure. I'm like, instead of eating vegetables and working out, let me take this.
It could be a fast cure with even worse side effects. So we need to know what the side effects are. I know they'll tell you what the side effects are. So you yourself need to decide. So I don't even want to say anything more.
And I will say, you know, as far as blood pressure medications and everything, sometimes diet and exercise is not enough, and you do need it. Especially in my family, high blood pressure is hereditary, so I'm on no choice. I have to be on something, even with the diet
but
and exercise.
But Phil, even with you, give me high blood pressure, okay? So this is nothing new at all. But
no, so you can
try living
Kato
in my house.
But yeah.
Yeah. Kato, I see you taking the vaccine. Why?
Would I take the vaccine? I don't know. I wouldn't trust it, because some vaccines, when you take them,
you do end up getting sick, it does have a side effect on you. Would I trust it? No.
And Sean Black.
I would not trust the first batch because you know, and here's the reason why.
I'm thinking the first 10
batches. You have to have, you have to actually have.
Sean, sorry.
What? You have to have long-term idea as far as what's going to happen. You know, if a company comes out with.
This corona has been around for almost 8 months now. If you catch it, and you have an opportunity to take a vaccine. As a matter of fact, they use you as a guinea pig. You won't take the opportunity to take it to be used as a guinea pig?
Go ahead, finish, Sean. Go ahead, finish.
I'm going to finish. First and foremost, this is an if scenario. As my uncle used to always say, if is a big word for two letters. If we're going to actually talk about any vaccine, we've all been vaccinated to something, mumps, rubella, et cetera, et cetera. These are vaccines that have been around 40, 50, 60 years. So we know, based on a lot of these things, what certain side effects are. If there's any cross issues with other medications, if you have, like you stated before, high blood pressure, whatever issues you may have had. We have no idea what the main company is going to be that's going to create the formulation that's going to be good for the vaccine. And then on top of that, are there going to be enough doses of the vaccine? Even before the coronavirus hit, there was a glass vial shortage from Pfizer and other companies for the flu vaccine. Now, we're not even talking about flu. We don't even know how that's going to interact with people taking the flu vaccine. Because it's flu season is going to be coming up in another couple of months.
That's next month.
So we don't know what that interaction is going to be. So if there's two or three companies that are in a race to try to get the first vaccine out. If we don't know, based on the testing of how effective it is, we don't know the efficacy of the vaccines long term. And in the long term, this vaccine, what happens if you take this vaccine and say a year later you end up with spinal meningitis or you end up with some sort of developmental issue?
This is what I'm talking about. Didn't that happen when the flu vaccine first came out, not with the spinal stuff, but kids were, they say, getting autism and things like that?
There was a show on 60 Minutes years ago about a woman that took a vaccine, I forgot for what it was, in the 70s. And she ended up paralyzed from the waist down. Now, I'm not saying that that's exactly what's going to happen if you take a proposed COVID-19 vaccine. But before you start to take a vaccine, there has to be a long-term trial. Usually these vaccines take 5 years, 10 years of testing before they're pushed to the market. But because of the situation that we're in, and because of the fact that the leadership took as long as they did to actually act, you're now forced to take a magic bullet that nobody knows what the long-term effects are going to be on
Sean
you
Black,
and on
once
society.
Again. Exactly. Sean Black, America wants answers now. You know, they want the vaccine like yesterday.
Want the vaccine yesterday. Those are the same ones that are out there partying under the bridge without wearing masks. Or those are the same ones that are getting drunk and then wondering why they have some kind of sexual disease because they didn't put on protection. So
okay.
Oh, question, because you just said protection. Sorry, I got to go there. How about the people that we're still having sex, right? So are those people supposed to be just as panicked? Like, come on, guys. It's the same thing. It's not wearing a mask. I think they need to figure out what's going on with this coronavirus.
But ladies,
I'm just saying.
Ladies, that's why I have sex. I'm paying for it right now, so I know what you mean, you know.
Next subject.
I think a lot of people are saying next subject right about now.
Okay. Last but not least, this is like one of those crazy topics. I know we probably will continue this maybe next time, but this is a no-win situation. This is a very difficult situation. It will involve our children and people in back in the office, but New York is trying to come up with a plan of sending kids back to school in a safe manner. People in Atlanta, they're sending kids back to school already. And I don't know if I sent Sean this video, but this morning when the kids were going back to school, coming off the bus, 5 out of the 15 kids were wearing the mask incorrectly. You know. So now, guys, I know everybody is like a split thing about this, but overall, in your gut feeling, do you think now is the right time to send the kids back to school, knowing with everything that's going on? Anyone could go first. Go ahead.
I'm just going to tell you right now, you think getting adults in line with it is going to be so easy. What about the kindergartners?
Oh, yeah.
I'm just thinking about my K-1 students and the way they fidget, they move, they touch every single thing. I don't know. I don't know what the action plan is yet. This is not a topic I can hit you guys with and give you anything that's not revealed yet. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So,
I feel
like, of course, parents also have to just be prepared with a plan B if it's going to be continued remote learning, or if they're going to have kids going in, you know, on certain days to school. So I feel like parents need to also think of a plan A, a plan B, and a plan C. And I'm going
to
leave it there.
The reason why I think it's difficult is because I'm sorry, I'll get to you in a minute, Phil. One of the reasons why this is difficult to be like, I'm sure most parents want to send their kids back to school, because God knows, you guys know, I'm dying to send my kids back to school, but they're driving me nuts right now. But
you were ready to send them back as soon as the school ended.
Of course. but to Lady T's point, my son, Ryan, you know, he's 6 years old. He sneezes onto my iPad all the time. And I'm yelling at him to stop sneezing onto my iPad. So if he does that to my iPad, in school, to Lady T's point, there'd be germs flying left and right with or without masks. And as a teacher, you only could do so much to control these kids, you know. And the teachers got to worry about themselves. And kids have to, you know, bring this stuff back home to us. This is a very hard, difficult situation. And to remote learning, not every parent could be able to do that because of work, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Some people can stay home. Some people can't stay home. So that's what I'm saying. This is a known situation. Until the kids could go back to school fully, which I'm praying that my kids could go to school now, there's no right or wrong answer to this. And on a personal note, my wife and I, we discussed that our kids are not going back to school until we're ready, because there's too much evidence right now. Go ahead, Phil, then I'll give it to Brother B.
With the school and everything, you know, Lady T brought out a point with the immune systems, and kids at their age, their immune systems are not as strong as adults. And where do you think half the time kids get their sickness from? School.
From each other.
I mean,
because they're in each other's faces all the time, you know?
Of course. And Brother B, he's always sneezing in my face, always being rude. Take it away.
Listen, I'm waiting for you to bring that bottle of your goose. You know, you still have a lot, so you need to spread that.
Come on. The goose is my vaccine. That's my vaccine right there.
Oh, don't say that. Why did you do that? It just scrolled my blood.
What did he say?
Well,
I guess you don't want to repeat it. But, yeah, no. Listen, just go get your license to open up a daycare, damn it. Take care of your kids. Like, you know what I'm saying? Homeschool them. Maybe, listen, it worked in Little House on the Prairie, you know, when they had to be homeschooled. So, you know, at one point, most kids were homeschooled until they came across this whole thing of, you know, I guess mass education. So, I mean, listen, to me, certain things are like a hard reset. You just have to start doing certain things, you know, from scratch. That's just what it is. I mean, I know lives have gotten busier. Parents have to pay the rent, this, that, and the third. But you know what? Things have to change. You can't keep squeezing people as people have been being squeezed with high rents, you know, mortgages and things of that nature. You know, now there's really no jobs. People are not really hiring like that because of what's going on. So what do? Everything has to change. You know what I'm saying? The bubble has burst. Now what do? We can't flood classrooms anymore. We can't flood the classrooms anymore. So what do you do? Just make the adjustments.
But some people don't want to make the adjustment. For God's sake, people don't want to wear masks as an adjustment. So how can you explain that?
Well, listen, you reap what you sow. You don't want to wear a mask. You, if you don't want to be a contributor to society and help out and do your part, then you know what? Kick rocks. I think they're looking for people to go, you know, chill on Mars for, like, you know, a couple of years. Go do that. You know, that's all I'm saying. I mean, listen, what like I said, as a race, as a species, what are we supposed to do? What can we do?
Mm-hmm.
I was just looking at on the news, Russia is going to start mass vaccination. Come on now. It's only a matter of time. You already have people that's against that already, where they don't want their kids vaccinated. They don't want to be vaccinated. So what are you going to do?
You know what? To your point, Brother B, that goes to Sean, I was hoping and praying that doesn't happen for our kids because I'm not into getting my kids vaccine shots all the time. They've got like 20 shots in the next 10 years coming already. How many vaccine shots do they need to get?
That's the thing. Mm-hmm. They already been pushing it. So look at the mandatory vaccines they have to take when they start school. So all they got to do is just throw in one more. And the thing is, they can be like, hey, listen, if your kid just doesn't go to school, if you don't follow the rules.
And just throwing in that one more, because they don't give all the shots all at once anyway, just so you know.
No.
There's kids
yeah.
that are high risk that can get 3 shots, and they can have a problem after those three basic shots. Some
yeah.
doctors space them out. So to say, hey, we'll just add in a fourth one, that fourth one, God forbid, could be the one that hurts.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, there are, as you had talked about before, trying to see, like, kindergartners or first graders trying to keep their masks on. I actually, Friday, went to the post office, and I left the post office. There was a mother, and I guess she had her two kids with her. And one of the kids used the mask as a slingshot and was shooting the mask at her sibling. Like, I mean, these are the kinds of things that you have to look at when you're actually trying to convey to a child that you have to keep your mask on. It's important.
And these
to
are the kinds of things teachers got to discipline. Don't forget, I got to discipline that action too while I'm in the mix of teaching you something.
Yes. And instead of
well, you know what, that shouldn't be your responsibility
with the mask.
But it is my responsibility. You'll be surprised. I'm a babysitter at the after school program. Like, seriously. I'm a babysitter too.
The face mask then.
But let's be honest, guys. Can these kids wear masks for more than an hour?
No.
Normally, kids are just impatient. They're fidget all the time. They want to be free. Heck, a lot of kids when they're young don't even want to wear clothes. They don't even want to jump in the shower, take a bath. They just want to be kids. So to make them put on an extra article of clothing, which would basically be the mask, they don't want any part of that. So you have to have the discipline, as you said, Lady T, to discipline them to make sure that they know exactly what the issue is, how important it is, and then learn from that. But it's going to be very tough to try to decide whether this is the time or not to go and do
Sean Black
at this time.
Sean Black, you're going to have to dress it up. It's going to have to be Halloween every day for these kids in order for them to keep something on their face.
Exactly. They lose pieces of their Halloween costume on Halloween.
Exactly. So that's
I don't
Brother
know.
B.
It's going to be rough.
Brother B, within 4 months, I bought my son 3 book bags, okay? Within four months.
Oh, man.
What are you putting in there or something?
No, they lose it. They really do. And then kids got the same book badge. They get it mixed up. Hi, I've heard such and such book bag back the next day. It's real.
So in other words,
the struggle.
But bottom line, in other words, it sounds like more of a headache than it actually is. And we're not even talking about the COVID. We're talking about trying to maintain some social distance and proper etiquette with these kids, which we know is not what happened. Well, Brother B, we got 30 seconds left. Anything going on for tomorrow night on the menu?
I don't know. I got a relative in the hospital, man, so I'm just trying to air my brain out.
You sound very confident about that.
Yeah, I'm just, you know what I'm saying? my brother. He had a stroke, so I'm just trying to find my way right now.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, man, I hope he's doing well, man. I hope he gets better.
Yeah, but you know what? It goes to show you, no matter how healthy you think you are and fit you look, chiseled and all that stuff, yo, take care of yourself. Cause if you're not,
it's about the immune system. Yep.
You do.
Yeah, that blood, that blood pressure thing is real.
Brother B, prayers with you. Stay strong.
Prayers with
everyone. Have a good night.
Yes. Healthy recovery.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, guys. Take care. Stay safe.
All right. Thank you,
Bobby. All right.
Later.
Later.